Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Way That I Love You podcast. I am your host, Will Music.
And I am your host, Sharana.
And we are always excited and delighted to be with our family in podcast land.
That's right, baby.
Yep. Now, if this is your first time tuning in to the Way That I Love You podcast, I just want to let y'all know that we are a hot, and I mean hot, sexy marriage podcast. And we talk about our marriage, life's ups and downs, and how we navigate through it from our perspective.
That's right, everyone. Listen, like my baby said, we talk about our marriage. We talk about the tools that we use to edify the body in our marriage. We keep it spicy, hot, and sexy, along with being funny as well. Listen, we find tools. We kind of create our own tools, right? And we create our own tools. And we get tools from other individuals along the way. Mm-hmm. See, we understand that marriage is something sacred, and you do your marriage your way, we do it our way, but we take and give from each other. Now, listen, y'all, if you can use these tools that we give you, you know, go right ahead. But if you can't, that's okay. Just put it in your back pocket and give it to somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Now, we always love to give shout outs to our local listeners and our global listeners.
Yes.
Don't we, babe?
Yes. I enjoy each and every person that, you know, tune into the Way That I Love You podcast and do the comments. You know, they know who they are.
North America. South America. Africa.
Asia.
Europe. And Oceania, baby.
We see you out there. To each and every last one of you that tune in to the Way That I Love You podcast, who loves on the Way That I Love You podcast, who share the Way That I Love You podcast, what other podcast would you listen to but the Way That I Love You podcast?
Absolutely. Tis the season to be jolly.
Yes. I'm so excited about this week. This is Christmas holiday week.
Right. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Today is actually Christmas.
Well, yeah, today. Well, this is post-production, so today pre-production. Okay.
Oh, whatever. It's Christmas,
it's
everybody.
Christmas. So, we had a long week. Well, not a long week. We had a fun week.
Yes, we did.
We had a fun week. We got everything together for our Christmas dinner with our family. Mm-hmm. Since today, which is for us, is Thursday, right? Mm-hmm. Today's Friday.
Today's Thursday?
Wow. Okay. So we're going to go pick up our grandchildren and have some grandparents' time with them.
Yes.
I'm super excited about that. That's why we got on our festive shirts.
Our oogly Christmas sweaters.
They want to look at your sweater and be like, Pop, what is going on with your sweater? You know, you gotta move to the right a little bit that way. Well, you got a bodybuilder man on your... You know,
I got an in-shape Santa Claus.
I think I brought that sweater for you as a gift for a ugly Christmas sweater party.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one that, you know, you chose to wear today.
Yes, it is. And I will probably wear it for the next couple of days straight.
Yo, speaking of ugly gifts or crazy gifts, like that gift. Tell us about that gift. When I got you that gift, when I brought it in the house?
I was like, absolutely not. It looked like it was on some Jolly Chippendales type vibe. And I'm like, I don't know, babe.
And for all of you that are listening in, the sweater is green. It has red and white figures on it with shoes and body and what is that?
A weight.
And then it's this...
Weights and gym sneakers.
It's this bodybuilding Santa Claus on here that he has just like a little... Muscle bound if you had a little...
Exaggerated.
when they're working out, they only have a small bottom on. And so...
He has on... I'm going to say he has on... European swim trunks.
Yes. And so, well, they can see it. And he's picking up some bag of.
He has his Santa bag of toys and whatever else.
Yes. So I thought it would be funny. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought it home. How did you feel?
I told you. I seen it. I was like, I don't think so.
But I got you in it.
Yeah, I'm in it. I'm in it because I'm in it to win it. And I'm in it because I love you.
Yes. And my shirt just says, fa la 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 la.
Yeah, fa la 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 la.
To the bodybuilder, man. So, y'all, today's episode would be the worst Christmas gifts ever. So, hold on, I'm getting called. I'm going to decline it. It's always something that takes me away from what we're doing.
This is a hot hour that we're actually doing this recording.
Yes. So give me a second. I have to let them know that I will call them later because it's my mama. And if I don't say anything to her, she will call back again.
It will be jingle bells and jingle all the way, all day.
Call you.
So absolutely.
Back.
Take care of that.
Yes, there we go. Because if
love
I don't,
you, Mom,
she, yeah, we love you. If I don't, she'll call right back, and she'll call like three times in a row.
Back to back.
I keep pushing in. She'll call again. I'll push in. But you all know how your mama's.
If you don't respond, she may show up at the door.
So getting back to our episode,
this is
season 5, episode 17, worst Christmas gifts ever. Well, what is the worst? We put online, what was the worst Christmas gift your spouse has ever given you?
Yeah, and you put me on blast.
I put him on blast.
It was fun. So I'm going to read the question that you put out here. And it's on our Facebook page, y'all. So we love you out there in social media land, especially our, to our Facebook family. This is where all the activity is happening when we ask these questions before we come on the show. The question was, 1 year, my wife put with this, 1 year, Will brought me a rug for Christmas. What's the worst gift your spouse ever gave you for Christmas? Let's chat. Yo.
And that's not how I said it when I was writing it. I said, 1 year, Will brought me a rug.
Geez.
For Christmas.
Look,
you got to emphasize, rug.
Okay.
For Christmas.
Now, I thought I was doing something big time because we were traveling in our travels in the car and I seen this rug. You made a comment.
We were driving. And I said, oh, that's a nice rug.
Yeah.
It's a praying hands. It was a praying hand rug. Like,
you said it like, ooh, like, that's really nice.
We were coming from church.
Go ahead.
It was praying children. I'm like, oh, that's beautiful. I was in the moment.
I know. And it was like very passionate moment. I'm like, cha-king. Yeah, I'm going to get her a rug. But yeah, go ahead. And you finish.
No, but so go ahead. I want your thoughts on how this rug came into play.
When you said that, I was just like, that's it. It was like you said, we was coming from church. You were passionate about the beauty of the rug.
Uh-huh.
And I said, this must be a sign from God. This is what I'm going to bear gifts on Christmas. I'm going to get you this rug.
And remind you, that was like, when I say years ago, it was probably over 19.
Definitely
20,
over a decade.
Yeah, 20 years. Like 19 years, 20 years. I think it was probably our first years of marriage and getting to know each other and knowing what to get and what not to get and what to do and what not to do. And, you know, which tool for this week would be get to know your spouse.
Yes.
And we did pre-marriage counseling.
Yeah.
So do pre-marriage counseling.
Mm-hmm. Before and after.
Before and after. That's the tool to get to know your spouse. So you can, you know, up your gift giving sentiments.
Uh-huh. Hashtag 30-day challenge or rule, rather.
Yes. So you got this rug and you came in. You're like, you waited till we had the children open their gifts. And then you brought the rug in and I was like, Okay. And so there was the rug. And I was like, huh. And I didn't say that it was a bad gift at the time. And then I just start walking around the house, like slamming stuff down and just like being like, no, nothing was wrong. Nothing, nothing. You like, it was fine. It was nice. You know, so that was my part. I should have just said, babe, you know, but mm-hmm. I didn't want to. Well, you know, we're growing together. Right. And I didn't want to bust your bubble at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
So lesson learned.
Lesson learned. So, you know. You're better at gift giving now.
Why, thank you, my
the
love.
Best gift I got from you, and I've always told you this, like, everything was an anniversary.
Maybe.
And you me on the scavenger hunt.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
it was
yeah,
like
yeah.
So that was like our second year or first year anniversary, I believe. So you knew what to do for the romance. You just didn't know what to do for Christmas.
Hey, that's my forte right there. Gotta make sure that's in order and intact.
Because for that, you skipped me on a scavenger hunt. I have Victoria's Secret bag. Mm-hmm. Gave me a credit limit of like a car credit card for Victoria's Secret. Yeah. I was like, yeah. Balling.
Right. Like, so, hey, let's make it do what it do.
So that was nice. But when it comes down to the Christmas, I think that's where, you know, at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
At that time. So we went online and we asked a whole bunch of other individuals.
Right.
What was the worst Christmas gift that your spouse have ever given you? And so we had a lot of laughs, y'all. It was dying. So when Will and I expressed we're about the rug, and I'm gonna read Will's thing for the rug, right? So this starts it off. He says, that was a perfectly beautiful living room rug purchased straight from the Merchant Street of Philadelphia finest, or Philly's finest, Huntington Park Ave street mall, located catty corner of Gratz High School. So that's where he got my rug from, off of, because you know you got the street merchants, and so yes. Like I would want a street merchant rug for Christmas. He was like, that's what I'm gonna get you.
It was hood fabulous.
We gonna make memories on this rug. These praying
we,
hand
we
rugs.
Gonna get prayed over today.
And if you're listening, you can go on the on our website, or you know, tune in on the YouTube as well,
right.
And you can see the picture of the rug.
Oh,
that,
my goodness.
That he purchased.
Yeah, that was hilarious. So it was but people started chiming in, which I love. That's why I love our social media family as mm-hmm. well. It was a couple people. One person that I would like to read their thing is, shout out to Stephanie Haverly too. Mm-hmm. She said one of her gifts was a necklace that, hold on, it says, bought me the necklace I wanted to get my mom for Christmas that year.
She said an old boyfriend. She said not her husband.
Yeah, not her spouse.
Not her spouse, but an old boyfriend.
Bought me the necklace I wanted to get my mom for Christmas that year. We were shopping for my mom. It was her birthstone, and he bought it for me for Christmas. What? That's hilarious.
That's hilarious. So he went in here like, "Ooh, that looks nice, but you bought me a March birthstone, and my birthday is in October."
Right, right.
That like, was for my mama. Pay attention.
Right. Like, no, bro.
Pay attention. Karen says, she says her spouse bought pots and pans for her to split with his mama. Who does that?
Both of y'all got to make sure I eat. So I want to make sure y'all equip at both places. So
I can imagine.
When I go visit mama, my food will be right. When I come back home, I have something else to snack on. So here's pots.
And pans.
And pans.
For me, one thing, pots and pans, I don't want that either, right? For
right,
Christmas.
Right.
But you bought it for me to split with my mama. So, well, no, not even my mama. You bought it for me to split with your mama.
Yeah, that's...
That's... It's like, we gonna fight over the big pan, because everybody wants the big pan so they right? can make it...
Like, way to put two people you love against one another. Shout out to Pots and Pans.
Shout out to Pots and Pans.
There go another one.
Okay.
Lisa Almond or Amen. Shout out to you, Lisa. It says, I bet no one can top this one. Okay. She got a weed whacker for Christmas.
Whoa. Your spouse bought you a weed whacker.
Your spouse was like, look, we got to get this yard work together.
Together.
Here's your piece. We are team cleanup this season.
Well, listen, you'll be whacked.
Right? Weed whacker. That is off the charts.
So when I told Reese about the rug, she was like, oh, I'm dying. So we just had so much fun. We just had so much fun.
Yeah.
Putting this out there. Now, Sharon says she got a panini maker. Okay, you want me to make you something. Okay.
Here's your Christmas gift. To make me a panini. Please.
So we had, I asked Will, I was like, what was the worst gift I ever gave you? And he really couldn't think of anything. Or worthy Christmas gift I ever gave you.
Yes, because I love everything that my wife gives me.
That's right. The weekend? Yeah.
The weekend, during the week, whatever.
Yeah. But I was like, I'm sure it's something, you know.
Yeah,
just dig deep if you have to. I don't know.
There was a few items, you know, that I can't really pinpoint. But if, like I was saying, offline, if it was something that I could really think about,
mm-hmm.
that you did get me, it might have been some clothing or something.
Yeah, I'm constantly bringing you something and you're like.
And I'm like. I don't like, nah, that's not going to work. That's not even my style.
Right. And I'm like, here, try this one. And you're like, it doesn't fit.
Right.
I'm like, oh, try it, babe. Like the sweater.
This joint is tight, y'all.
It's not tight. That sweater fits you.
I mean, it fits, but the crazy part, look, like if you can see me on YouTube right now, around here, when I went to squeeze my hand through the sleeve,
then you exaggerate.
No, I'm not.
It's because that sweater is a perfectly good size.
It is. It's extra material to help cover extra areas.
Okay. I like the man on the sweater. How about that?
I know you do. That's why you got it. She want me to prance around with a muscle-bound Santa Claus. So if I throw it on, she have a clear excuse of looking at Santa versus me.
But no, guess I like what? My Santa right there.
Guess what? I'm about to get ripped like this Santa Claus on this sweater. I wanted to read one more.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Diana McCarty. And she said, people that saw my post of my gifts thought it was a bad gift, but I loved it. I got a tool set and a cordless drill. I needed and wanted them, so I was happy. And he is very good and giving.
Oh, that's so nice, Lisa.
Diana,
I'm sorry.
That's so
nice, Diana. Listen, sometimes we get gifts that even though someone else may look at it being funny, but mm-hmm. he knew her. He knew what she needed and what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone else, he'd be like, oh, you got a drill. But he knew that she was around there fixing stuff.
Right.
She was into it. And those are the precious gifts. Like, okay, you're into something. I'm into baking. So now you can buy me a bake kit.
Mm.
Right? Because that's something that's my passion.
Right.
You're following my passion. So, and then that's the tool to take away for today. Like, if you see your spouse in something that's their passion,
mm-hmm.
add things to their passion. So when you're buying that particular gift, if you know, like she said, she needed a tool set, she was looking for something because that was her passion.
Right.
It's not that he's like, oh, Randy. Now, if she would have brought him, you know, like, okay, so I brought you an apron set with a spatula
yes. and all this, and it said barbecue on it.
But that was for Father's Day, and I brought you a grill.
Right.
And although you like to grill, that's not your passion, right? So, and although it's a good Father's Day gift for some,
mm-hmm.
that's not an ideal Father's Day. Like, I bought you a grill. That's like you buying me a stove.
For Mother's saying, Day.
Hey, do you want a grill? Do you want to go out there and...
You want to use this new stove for Mother's Day to cook for me? That's exactly what that get for Father's Day. Babe, you should grill for Father's Day and feed your family.
For some, that may be their thing, but for us, it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
So the thing is, the takeaway is find your spouse's passion.
Mm-hmm.
Find your loved one's passion when you're giving them a gift. And apply the gift accordingly. Like, yes. You know, I love rugs. But I don't know if that, you know, that's not my thing, my passion. I'm not passionate. Like, I'm going to get on this rug and I'm going to roll around. And
you can't do that in front of me because I'm taking everything at face value and taking it all the way to the umpteenth.
Yes. So even though our spouses and, you know, our person may like a certain thing. They might point out a certain thing. Like, oh, I like that. That's nice. It doesn't all the time mean get it for a special occasion.
Right.
We can gift all week long. Like, hey, right.
That's a special one-off.
Yes.
Like, that's a mental note when you start to notice things. And that's how you become good. This is a tool. That's how you become good in paying attention to your spouse when they start saying things that you see the passion behind it. But it's not necessarily for a special occasion, but it could be for a just because occasion.
Yeah, it's just because gift. I like just because gifts.
Mm, well, you're getting ready to get one. Just because.
So listen, y'all, we want you to enjoy your holiday season.
Yes.
Just, you know, love on each other. Open up those gifts. Put those smiles on your face, even if you didn't get the one that you wanted. It's okay. It's not your birthday. It's Jesus's birthday. And just, you know, be intentional, even in your gift giving, receiving and giving, right?
Right.
And so we just thank everyone for tuning in to the Without Love You podcast. We put God first before all things.
Yeah.
So do that. Put God before all
without him,
things.
None of this is ever possible. So always put him first and remember the true reason for this season. We have a new workshop series coming up.
Yes, so
it's called The Prenup.
The Prenup.
The trailer is released on our YouTube page and it's out there on our social media page.
The snippet of the trailer.
The trailer.
That's the trailer?
Yeah, that's the trailer.
Okay.
So that's the trailer for the series that's going to be coming this new year. So just stay tuned. Like my wife always say, stay glued to our website, thewaythatiloveyou.live. Stay glued to all our social media outlets. And you can find all this information through our website as well. But yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We love y'all out there. And as we always say, see y'all next week.
You forgot to tell me you love me.
Well, baby, when I look at that fa-la-la-la-la sweater you wear and that beautiful smile you just gave me, you know that I love you from the bottom of my heart, within the depths of my soul, with every Santa Claus muscle I got.
I love you too, baby. Y'all enjoy y'all week. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.